In his chronicle, written around 1200, the priest of the Flemish town of Ardres describes the conditions under which labourers built the medieval city walls, subject to the strict supervision of architects and surveyors. Many of the labourers who dig the moat suffer more from the harsh weather and from hunger than from their daily physical work. Despite this, they allay their hunger by chatting to one another, telling jokes, and so making their back-breaking work somewhat more bearable. For different reasons, many people come to gape at the spectacle of this moat being built. Those paupers who are not working with them forget their own misery at the sight of this drudgery. Rich knights and citizens, as well as many clergymen and friars, come not only once, but sometimes even several times a day, to rest and watch this extraordinary spectacle. The peasants from the surrounding countryside bring stones with barrows used for carrying marl and manure. They wear mittens and shoulder straps so that they can better pull the barrows and urge one another on to the work. Those working on the sconce use their digging tools. Those excavating use pickaxes. Those breaking stones use iron wedges. And those hammering wield heavy sledgehammers. The men building the moat and the ramparts use special tools, as do the board layers and pile drivers. Carriers and those filling in the ramparts have baskets on their backs, and all the labourers urge each other on to greater exertions. The master craftsmen and the surveyors are always very concerned, but the workers are frightened and tormented because they are always forced and compelled to carry out this exhausting and back-breaking work.